just completely different, ain't it, being in here like this? It's just, you can see, I can see everybody.
Oh, no.
It's different.
Stay awake, Kona.
I can see your faces. This
is.
I don't know if I can see my notes or not. Well, I think I can manage. I may have to bend over a lot here. We went through these podiums, and one of them was about this tall, and I said, that's too tall. And we've got this, and it's about right. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're going to read verse 8 and 9. We're going to read John 14. We're going to read in 1 Corinthians 10, 13 also. I'm going to talk about something tonight here that I've been wanting to for a long time. I think it needs to be addressed because this is something that a lot of people are having a problem with, and even people who claim to be Christians, and they're having trouble with this, and they're looking for answers in the wrong places, and they're being misled about what it is, and so that's what we're going to deal with tonight. And it won't make me popular, I promise you that, because this is one of Satan's strongholds. And it's one of his strongest tools that he uses against everybody, and so, you know, bearing right in on it hard is going to not go well with some people. And but I hope y'all will take it and believe what we say in the Bible here. Let's read these verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are persecuted. We are perplexed. I'm sorry. We're off to a good start, ain't we? We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. The situation's bad, but it's okay. And we will come out. And we're not going to give up. And everything's going to be all right. John chapter 14 and verse 18. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Well, I'm going to talk about depression tonight. Now, what do you do with those verses?
Right.
Jesus said, I will come to you. I will not leave you comfortless. Now, if you don't believe in Jesus and you don't believe the Word of God, go on and be depressed. You ain't got any hope.
Right.
But if you believe in Him, you have no reason not to have hope. He said He would come to you. He's not talking about the second coming. He's not talking about some spiritual other thing. He's talking about He will come to you and He will comfort you. I'll not leave you comfortless. I'll not leave you in despair. I'll not let you go down the drain. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, and I quote this verse pretty often, but let's read it. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So, let me just bail in and try to get through it as quick as I can. I may have the furnace too high. I've got it like 71 or something. If it's too hot, reach in there and knock it down a notch or two. All right. Depression is a major problem of this generation. That's all I hear about. I hear about it everywhere I go. People that are supposed to be Christians, people that are not Christians. Everybody's depressed. People of every generation have had the same issues of life that cause discouragement, despair, and hopelessness. This is not the first generation that's ever had some hard things to deal with. And in fact, the generations before have had a lot harder things to deal with. And a lot more reason to be hopeless and in despair than this generation of overweight, luxury-loving, pleasure-loving, got everything they need anytime they want, buy anything they want anytime they want people. So they've been replaced. Now, the difference in this generation is that God's truths are harder to find. And they've been removed from our childhood training, our education, and our entire view of life in this world. The truths of God, they've been removed from every part of life. And everybody is left without them, without light, without wisdom, without knowledge of life and how to deal with problems and what's ahead and where this whole thing's going. Nobody knows. They're just in the darkness. And this world has put them in the darkness on purpose. I have no desire tonight now. Let me say this first. They've been replaced. God's truths have been replaced with humanistic, godless, and even satanic ideas and philosophies, which all lead to hopelessness because they offer no hope. And they're designed, all these philosophies of the world and of the devil are designed to remove any hope in God. They don't want you trusting God. They blaspheme God, badmouth God, curse God, and try to get everybody to turn away from him, not believe in it, that stuff. And so, they don't just hide the truth, they're against it. And so, I don't have any desire tonight to hurt anybody in this matter. Or to pretend that I have all the answers to every situation, but I do have the answer.
Yes, sir. Amen.
To depression.
Yep.
I do. And I don't... and hopelessness. But my only true desire with this message is to help some people who have fallen into this trap of depression and who will continue to suffer if they keep seeking help from the same sources that caused it in the first place.
Yeah. That's right.
Now, I can't possibly say all there is to say tonight about this or cover every aspect of this issue in one message in a few minutes tonight. I can't say it all. So you may think of something I didn't say. Well, good. I can't say it all. Ain't got time here. But let me say right out of the gate, it is not an illness. I heard that last night, or this morning, or sometime. This illness. It's not an illness. An illness or a disease is caused by some physical means, viruses, bacteria, some other, lots of other things. Physical can cause illness. This is not illness. It is bad. It's a mental and spiritual problem. Now get this. Depression is a mental and a spiritual problem. And, it's bad mental habits that are produced by and maintained by worldly, carnal, and spiritual influences that are evil. Bad mental habits. You're thinking wrong. The way you think's wrong.
Right.
That's why you fall into that depression. You're thinking wrong. Because you've got the wrong data in your mind. You've left God out.
Right.
If that's where you live and that's where you stay. Everybody's going to get discouraged. Everybody's going to feel hopeless at times. But it cannot last if you belong to God. And if you believe the Word of God. It just can't last. It's short-lived. You read in the Psalms and David dealt with it in himself. It was down in the valley and then up again. He always made it out though. David encouraged himself in the Lord in his despair and hopelessness. And you can too. So can anybody. It is the answer. It's not an illness. Many times those influences that cause this and maintain it are disguised as religion. I want to say that to you tonight. A lot of the things that cause depression are disguised as religion. It's religion without hope. Religion without truth. Religion without holiness. And all of those kinds of religion are going to send you to the darkness. In your mind. Because your mind won't put it together. Can't put it together. It don't make sense. It won't work. And so you turn away from it. Religion seems to be the best means that Satan has to oppress people and deceive their souls. Ain't that something? Now, a preacher saying that. Religion's the best thing the devil's got to deceive people's souls. And it's the truth. But mark that which is always religion. Mark that it's always that it's always religion without holiness. It's religion that counts works as holiness that does that to people. And when you adopt worldly standards for defining beauty and worth, you'll find yourself depressed when you look in the mirror.
Yes.
Or fail to get the praise of the world. Living in a time where that's all most people's lives is about. Putting some on Facebook and see how many likes they can get. If they don't get very many likes, what happens to them? I ain't no good. Nobody loves me. Can't nothing work for me. And I just ain't never going to make it. And this is hard. Because you didn't get the likes.
Yep.
Because that's what the world says. You got to have them likes. I mean, if everybody likes it, that means you're something. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes it, that means you ain't something.
Yeah.
And if you ain't something, well, you're depressed. While, and you know, that sounds trivial and funny, but no, it ain't. That's the way of life of this generation.
Yeah.
Seeking attention and seeking approval and counting your worth is that.
Yes.
You know, you girls looking, don't let the world tell you what beauty is.
Right. Amen.
Or what worth is. Or what empowerment is.
Yes. Right.
Now, some physical problems can contribute to it. But its root cause is not physical. Sure, bad health, it can contribute to it. But it doesn't, that's not the root cause. So, since it's not physical, caused by physical things, physical things cannot fix it. You can't take drugs and fix it.
That's right.
You can take drugs and get high.
Yep.
You can drink whiskey and get high and forget it for a while. Same difference. Mm-hmm. All the hope the world's got to give you for depression is get you drunk or high to get your mind off of it. Now, you want that kind of solution to your problems?
Yes,
the drugs wear off. The alcohol wears off. And your depression comes flooding back, worse than it was before. Take away the drugs and leave everything the same, and the depression's still there. Now, attempting to treat it this way is to treat the problem with what caused it in the first place. Listen to me. Anytime we look for some outside source to control our mind other than God, through His Word, through His written Word, we end up in this trouble. And depression is the inevitable result. You need to gird up the loins of your mind. Learn how to think right and reason right. Quit trying to take something. Have somebody tell you something to change the way you think. You got to change the way you think.
Very true.
Nobody's going to do it for you. They can drug you, but that's not going to fix your problem.
No.
You want to stay drugged all your life and just with your tongue hanging out and just, but you ain't depressed because you don't know anything.
Yeah.
I don't want that. There's a better way to live than that. There's a better way out of it than that.
Yeah.
So, we'll always end up in a depressed state if we allow our minds to be controlled by outside influences that are worldly and spiritually evil. They will take us there every time.
Yeah.
I wish I could make this clear as I can see it. I watch people all the time. We know everybody's life now, you know, with all this social media and everything. We know what to eat. We know what they're thinking. We know where they go. We know all about them. We know all about their religion and all of this. And I watch all these young people that I've seen through all the years. And you know, as soon as they start ditching all the standards of what's right and wrong in their dress and in their associations, and they start being worldly in their music and everything else, next thing you'll see out of them right away is they're depressed. And they're not, and what they're doing is they'll get on there and their depression is exhibited by just telling everybody that they can't understand, they have no idea how I feel or what I've been through. And you can't help me because I've got it worse than anybody's ever had it. That's what they put on Facebook. Don't tell me just trust in the Lord. Don't tell me just pull yourself up. They don't want to hear no. Nothing.
No.
What do they want? Well, they don't want the truth. That's what got them there in the first place.
Yeah.
You let the world influence your mind. And you let the world influence what you believe. You took your standards from the world instead of the Word of God. And now you're adrift. And you've lost hope. They don't give you hope. The world don't. The devil don't give you hope. He takes it away.
Yes, sir.
So weariness, disappointment, and emotional trauma do contribute to depression. But they are not the root cause of it either. Turning away from the true God of the Bible is the root cause of depression.
That's right.
The happiest people are God's people when they're walking in God's laws. Happy is the people whose God is the Lord. And that is true. And you can look through history and it's always true. Always true. The happiest time or when people are walking according to God's laws.
Yep.
When they throw her in the ditch, everybody's miserable.
Yeah.
And everybody's depressed. And everybody's lost courage and animation. And they don't have any initiative or any get up to do anything. They're just defeated and they just want to wallow in their misery.
Right.
Because they have no hope. Now it might be that a person is not even aware of the spiritual evil that they've allowed to influence their mind that has dragged them into this darkness of depression. I was reading a little article the other day and I thought it was pretty, man, it was it was pretty sobering. But it was about this Frozen 2 movie. And it was written by a witch,
yeah.
Not by a preacher. Not by some liberal preacher. Nobody. It was written by a person, a woman, who practices Wicca. She's a Wiccan. She said so. And she was praising that movie, every detail of it. She explained everything that was said and meant and sang and promoted in that movie and showed how it was connected with pagan stuff and witchcraft and spiritual evil. And she started out right at the first contrasting Christianity with Wiccan worship because it was the opposite, she said. Total opposite.
Yeah.
And then I look on Facebook and all these independent, fundamental, Baptist, young people and older people are just, they're just slobbering at the mouth over that movie. They think it's the most wonderful thing, and you better not say nothing about it either.
That's right. It's true.
Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
And then the next thing you hear out of them, they're depressed. They're depressed. Don't tell me nothing. I just trust in the Lord. I tried all that. No, you didn't. You wouldn't be watching witchcraft. You wouldn't be swallowing it. And you wouldn't think it's wonderful. Blind. You've opened your mind and your heart to all of the spiritual evil. And then you get depressed.
Exactly.
Count on it, because that's going to be your lot. They may stubbornly maintain that they're still faithful to God, but it's not. You can't be. Now, carnal people and ungodly doctors who themselves do not understand what depression is and what causes it, will always try to deal with it with drugs and shrinks. They won't try anything else. They'll discourage you from anything else. They think they have the answer. We just drug you. I can give you this, swallow it, in 10 minutes you'll have a different face. And they think the problem's fixed. I don't know if they really do or not, or if they just like that money that it makes them. But it's not going to fix the problem. Look around you. Watch people. I'm old enough to have seen this for a long time and watched people deal with it and what happens to them. I've watched people commit suicide. And to that point, through because of this deal here. That's why it's important. And it's important to get it right. And it's important to have some answers. And when you have somebody in your family or some of your children or somebody that's dealing with this, be ready to give them an answer. That's right.
Yes.
They won't like it. But it is the only answer. There is no other answer.
That's right. Amen.
Depression is. Well, all their efforts are ineffective to deal with the root cause of depression, and over time it actually makes the problem worse. Doctors who give drugs to deal with this problem. And I know I can just hear the recoil out of this. Because people don't believe what I'm saying. People believe what the doctors say and what the world says. And what everybody's doing about it. That's what they believe. But it ain't getting the problem fixed. We still having all these mass shootings. We still got people committing suicide all the time.
Yep.
So it ain't working. They need to listen to something else.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like the, you know, I was telling somebody the other night here about a book we had when we went to the mission field. We had this book called Where There Is No Doctor. And in that book, it tells all kinds of injuries and sicknesses and tells you what to do about it. But it tells you also how to, what to expect on the mission field in a third world country or in a jungle situation with savages, what the things they do to try to fix their wounds and problems. They use feces a lot. That book just talked about it over and over and over. If you, they got something, if they get a cut, they'll rub that in it. Because they think that'll cure it. You think that'll cure it?
No.
They do. And that's what their witch doctor told them, who got his mind and information from the same people who are treating the depression that everybody's got in there. It's the same deal. It's the same deal as, you got too much blood in your body, so let's let some of it out. And that'll fix your problem. That'll cure you. Yes, sir. That used to be a standard medical practice that everybody thought was the right thing to do. But they finally figured out they was killing them. So they stopped. They had enough sense to stop. When are we going to figure out that you're not going to fix this problem with drugs, mind-altering drugs? You need your mind altered because you're thinking wrong if you're in that state. But not with drugs. You need your mind altered with Jesus. And the Word of God. And the Holy Ghost of God. That's what you need. That's the only thing that will fix it. So, depression is. Here it is. Now I'm going to just shoot the... It's anger and bitterness.
Yes, it is.
But without enthusiasm, because you realize that vengeance, if that's why you're depressed, because somebody treated you wrong, vengeance can't be taken. You can't do nothing about it. So... depression. I'm mad, but I can't do nothing about it. So I'm depressed. You realize that justice can't be served. Whoever did this wrong to you has gotten away with it, and everybody thinks you're wrong, and you can't change it.
Yep.
So, justice can't be served. You think that nothing can be done about it by you. Anger and bitterness. Depression is anger and bitterness because others succeed. And I don't. Because others are attractive and I'm not. Because others get breaks and I don't. Others are treated better than me. That's what depression is.
Yes.
Depression is total discouragement. It's the lack of animation. You just have no, like they say in Spanish, ánimos. You just don't have, you don't have no get up and go. You don't have any ambition, no desire to do anything except just wallow in your self-pity. That's depression. Lack of motivation. You know, you're not interested in nothing because it ain't going to work. Nothing will work. I'm a failure. I'm a flop. Nobody will help me and everybody's against me and everything I try to do won't work. And it's just boring. That's depression. Lack of assurance in everything. No confidence. No confidence. Won't try anything because I know it won't work. Lack of initiative. Total surrender to hopelessness. That's what depression is. It's total surrender to hopelessness. It's giving up. It is satanic oppression.
Yes,
yes.
The devil uses our own selfishness against us.
Yes.
He manipulates our mind because we just lay it wide open to him. Instead of turning to God, we just lay it in front of the devil and say, there you go. And he works it. He works our own selfishness against us. He uses our willingness to think evil of others to entrap us in this matter.
Yes, sir.
We're so willing to be critical and hateful toward other people and to blame other people. And oh, he's this man. He can use that real good to get us into a depression. Because, well, it's easy to say. See? It don't Thinking evil of others don't make you feel good. It doesn't make you feel better. It doesn't make you feel justified. It makes you feel rotten.
Yes, sir.
It makes you feel guilty because you know you shouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. You know it's wrong. When somebody does it to you, you know it's wrong. So when you do it to somebody else, you know it's wrong. And so guilt makes you depressed. He uses our lack of patience against us. Because we'll give up just before the victory and get depressed instead.
Yeah.
He uses our pride and our unforgiven heart to make us too sensitive to injustices from others.
Yes.
So that we imagine things that are not even true. Everybody's against me. Everybody's against me. Yeah, they call that, the psychiatrists, the shrinks, they call that being paranoid.
Yes.
They recognize all these things. Yeah. They just don't know what to do about it except give you drugs. Make you high. They do the same things that these jugheads on the street do out here.
Yes.
To escape their laziness and rottenness. Yeah. And misery.
Yeah.
And the doctors that went to school for 12 years or 18 years, they want to do for you the same thing they're doing. Why don't you just go out there and listen to them knotheads? They'll tell you how to do it. Go down to the tavern, wherever there's one anymore. Used to be taverns around here where people went to slobber in their beer and cry and tell each other their sorrows and drink that depressant to make them feel good.
Right.
It's basically a spiritual problem that has its roots in the selfishness of the heart. So is it any wonder that there's so much depression in this generation that preaches and proclaims loving yourself? Oh, the most important thing is that you love yourself. You got to love yourself before you can love anybody else. That's the new gospel. The real gospel says you're to love others. Love God first, love others, and love yourself not at all. If you love your life, you lose it. You're supposed to be crucified with Christ. Jesus said, if you don't hate your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, and even your own life also, you can't be my disciple. And the world says you got to love yourself. Go look in the mirror. I mean, if you don't like what you see, paint it.
Yeah.
Do something. Change it.
Yeah.
If you don't like being a girl, be a boy. That'll make you happy, does it?
No,
it don't. They're committing suicide right and left. They're the most miserable people. Them and sodomites, the most miserable, depressed people on the earth.
That's right.
All the things that depression stems from, all of them, are carnal, earthly, and temporal. And it's the result of acquiescing to the lies of the devil and others. It always is. You'll not get depressed thinking about God and God's promises and eternity with God. And all the good things that God has done and the blessings He's given you and all of the wonderful works He's done. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for all His wonderful works toward the children of men. You ain't going to get depressed if you're thinking like that.
Nope, that's right.
But you get to looking around you and you get to looking at yourself and you get to looking at all the problems and all the evil and forget God. And that's where you're going. So it's the result of giving up to the lies of the devil and other people. Lie? No one has ever been through what I'm going through. Everybody that is depressed thinks that thought.
Yes, sir.
They think, this is the worst thing anybody's ever had. Nobody understands. People get mad at you and they don't want you to even say, I'm sorry when they lose a loved one because you don't know what. Don't tell them. Well, I know how you feel. Don't tell me that. You don't know how I feel. Oh, that just aggravates me to death. Don't tell me I don't know how you feel when I've been through the exact same thing you have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tell somebody I know how you feel if I haven't been through what they're going through.
Exactly.
But my Bible here tells me that I'm supposed to comfort them that are in trouble with the comfort wherewith God comforted me in my trouble.
Exactly.
That's why God comforted me. Mm-hmm. So I got something to tell them. Some hope to give.
Sure.
And then they say, I don't want it. And they spit it out. And then they're depressed. Well, what am I going to do for? Lie. You've not been through more than anybody else has. There's no temptation taken you than what is common to man. You ain't been through nothing that somebody else ain't been through.
Exactly.
And there's been other people been through things a lot worse than you've been through. So you got no right to say that or think that or feel that way. But that's part of the sickness, you know, of it. That's what it does to your mind. Makes you think you're number one. Ain't that something? Depression is because it's low self-esteem and feeling of failure and worthlessness and hopelessness, but yet you feel like you're somewhere up above everybody else in this matter. Crazy. Lie number two, no one understands how I feel. I already said that. I already talked about that. Lie. You are no good and worthless and stupid. Now who's saying that to you? Would God ever say that to anybody? No. He upbraideth not. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. Lie. My situation is absolutely hopeless and there's no future for me. Well, you're a whole lot different than David was in that case. Ain't no hope for me. Nothing will ever change the situation. Lie, and this is the one that causes people to commit suicide. I can't go on living like this. I'm in a corner from which there's no escape. Nothing can ever change this darkness which I have fallen into. Nothing's ever going to change it. It's never going to change. This is where I'm at, and this is where I'm going to be the rest of my life. If I stay alive, I don't want to live anymore. That's where the devil will get you. If you keep yielding to him. If you don't reach out and grab the only rope there is to save you. Life is just not fair to me, and I've suffered great injustice. Oh, I've been so mistreated. Can you imagine Jesus talking like that? Was he mistreated? I believe he was mistreated more than anybody else ever has been. And has been mistreated for the last 2,000 years also. He's bore our reproach for all this time. They curse his name. They mock him. They make movies showing him as a sodomite. And lie about him. And he bears all that. He's not depressed. But we get depressed if things like that happen to us. I've been so mistreated. Well, I'm just saying it's a lie. You've suffered injustice, so have I. I used to tell the kids all the time, you think this is rough? You think you don't get treated fair now? Just wait till you grow up and get out in the world. See how they treat you. You're getting treated better here than you'll ever get treated out there because we love you and I care and I want it to be fair as I can make it. But life is tough and you're going to get some bad breaks sometimes. Sometimes you're going to get passed over and somebody else is going to get it when you should have had it. Sometimes you're going to get blamed for something that you did not do, but somebody else did and they got slick away with it. It's just going to be that way.
Yes, sir. That's true.
And that is no reason to throw in the towel on life. And God, and just throw it all away and give up. And say, oh. No, there's a way out. All you got to do is just look up. Stop thinking like that. It's bad mental habits that stem from spiritual and earthly, worldly influence. That's evil. You got to change your way of thinking. Now, when there's no certain person or group of people to blame, they blame God. So yielding to the lies of Satan and your own selfish heart is what brings this on. And refusing to be comforted by God and His promises. Refusing to be comforted. Habitually living and thinking misery and self-pity. You just get in this habit of just dwelling on the negative and your self-pity. Self-pity is a sin.
That's right.
Feeling sorry for yourself. Now the way out of depression is to truly trust in God and to cast all your care upon Him. And if that is not good enough for you, then there is truly no hope for you. There ain't no hope for you. Go ahead and take her drugs. Live your life on a roller coaster. Live your life and go ahead and pretend. Go to the shrink and play pretend the rest of your life in your misery and depression. If you reject God and continue to look for a way to be happy, you'll find yourself sinking deeper and deeper. If you reject God, If you're one of them that says, don't tell me that, I've tried that, don't just give me that. That's all I got to give you. It's all anybody's got to give you that'll work.
Yes, sir.
It's offensive to me. I want you to know that it's offensive to me when someone says or acts like I have never suffered what they're suffering. They're counting my distresses and my troubles and my times of depression as phony. When you look at, when you say, you don't know what you're talking about, don't you tell me that. I'm older than most people now, and I have been through all kinds of stuff, and I know the way out.
Yes, sir.
I know the way out. And I can tell you. So don't you tell me, and don't you make light of my troubles as if they've nothing. Oh, you've always had it good. No, you ain't never been through what I've been through. No, don't tell me that's junk. You can look at about anybody that's of any age and you can't tell them that because they've been through more than you've been through. And they've had more heartaches and disappointments and tragedies and injustices and unfair things done to them in their life than you ever even dreamed about. And they ain't dragging bottom. They're looking to God. I tell you what, the sweetest spirited people are those who overcome who've had lots of trouble. Same troubles that puts some people into depression puts these people in closer into God with a sweeter spirit and something to say. So they're counting my distresses as nothing, especially compared to theirs. Mine are shallow and unimportant, but theirs are something else. Just like all men and women who ever lived, I've suffered hopelessness and disappointment and injustice and been at the precipice. I know what delivered me. And I know how I was brought out of the darkness.
Yes, sir.
And it was by Christ alone and the Word of God and the power and the comfort of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
and I am very thankful that I knew some of the Word of God. And that God had something to work with in me. To help me. The Holy Ghost can't comfort you if you won't read the Word of God, if you won't study the Word of God, if you won't know the Word of God. He can't help you. This is not witchcraft and it's not magic. You got to know God. The Spirit of God helps us through the Word of God, and if you don't know the Word of God, He can't help you. So, imagine how offensive, that offends me. So just imagine how offensive it must be to God for a soul that has allowed Satan and the world to drag him into the darkness and stand face to face with God and tell him that his power is insufficient for their problem. I can't imagine. No one has suffered more injustice or been treated worse than Jesus was. And he promises to comfort you in your trouble. We don't have a, but you refuse, see? And we don't have a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities because he was tempted in all points like as we are. He had every trouble we ever had and more, yet without sin. And he overcame. And this is the stuff that he's talking about when he talks about overcoming. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. That don't mean you just quit smoking, drinking, and cussing. That means you can get out of the deepest hole that the devil ever put you in. Yeah. You can deal with problems and disappointments. And you can deal with being mistreated. Because you know the answer. And you don't count your worth as by the world's standards. They didn't count Jesus as... 30 pieces of silver. That's what they thought he's worth. They don't know what they're talking about. I ain't going by what they say. I ain't believing things and determining things by what they tell me to. No. Nope, in any matter. So, he promises to comfort us. And if you refuse him, where do you go then? Well, you go to drugs, to ungodly doctors and shrinks who have who've also rejected God and truth. They have. To a bottle, to drink yourself drunk out of your mind. Or with a substance that's called, that is, it ain't called, it is a depressant.
Yeah.
It takes you down, not up. It ain't an upper, it's a downer. Well, that's your problem in the first place, ain't it?
Yep.
You're down. So drink some downer? Don't make no sense to me. What's going to happen to you? You're going to go farther down. You ever known a real, I mean a real slobbering drunk?
Yeah.
Have you ever known one? You ever been around them a little bit? I have. It's heartbreaking and pitiful. Because they know the answer, but they won't have it. They refuse. All you got to do, stop putting that bottle in your mouth. I told old Richard that, you know. But he don't think he can. Because, you know, he's been to Alcoholics Anonymous and everybody else, and they tell you, this is what the Baptist churches are telling everybody. You can't stop it. You can't help it. You can't do nothing for yourself. You, what you got to do is just sit back and wait on God to do it. God ain't going to take your cigarettes out of your pocket. God ain't going to take the bottle out of your mouth. God ain't going to take the weed out of your pocket or the drugs out of your cabinet. He ain't going to do it. You're going to have... Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Yes. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You're going to have to take your hand and throw it away.
Yes.
And say, I'm done with it.
Yes.
Then you'll find help. What's works? You ain't giving God no credit. Well, if the only way you're going to do that is if you see God clear enough and you decide that you love God enough, you'll do that. But you love that stuff more than you love anything else. Even your own self and your well-being and your own life. You'll die doing it rather than give it up. To these poor alternatives. There are poor alternatives to the giver of life. You got Jesus or you got these. Now what? This is your way. This is all you got to deal with being depressed. Now, I ain't making light of being depressed. I know that it's a dark place, man, and I know where it can end. But I'm telling you, there's no way out except what I'm telling you right now. Now, you can stay depressed and take drugs and go to these shrinks, but you're going to stay depressed. They're not going to cure you.
Yep.
Or you can come to Jesus for real. I mean real. Hope in God. Your hope is in Jesus and in Him alone. And now everybody will say that. You know, you can go to a lot of places and they'll tell you this. Even liberal, immoral Christians nowadays will tell you that. But hope in God is not found in just lip service and some puny profession of faith or by making your social life about church and its activities and fellowship. You understand what I'm saying to you? If God's going to help you, you're going to have to get to God for real. God has got to be real to you. You've got to come to God and you must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You can't just say, well, I'm going to start going back to church. That'll fix my problems. If that's all you do, it ain't going to fix your problems. Yeah, I'm going to start hanging around some better people. Well, that ain't going to fix the problem in yourself. They can cheer you up at times, but you're going to find yourself, as soon as they're gone, it's back down the hole you are. When you lay your head on the pillow at night, you're depressed again, even though you're around all these happy people. Even though you go to church. Even though you say you're saved, but you don't know what it's all about. You don't understand. It's got to be real. It's being born again is a life-changing thing. It is not just a little profession of faith. Hope in God is only found when you get into His Word and start growing in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need a church family to help you do that. And Christ set up the local church so we would edify one another and bear ye one another's burdens. It's the answer. If you'll have nothing of Jesus and you'll have nothing of His people, then you'll continue in your depression. But just any church will not do, because most churches are worldly and not spiritual. And it's a tragedy that most people who are suffering from this depression, who seek help from a church, what they find instead is help staying depressed. Because that church is most of the time running on the same fuel that started you down the road of depression in the first place. There are worldly ways and ideas, and there are worldly practices in the church and ways of running their church. It ain't even a church. We were talking about this the other day. They're just big businesses, big social clubs that hire a management team. Yeah, and they're administrators. They manage the money and manage the activities and try to keep this thing afloat and keep it going and maintain what they got. That's what it is. Yeah. It ain't a place where people get help from the Word of God. They won't preach stuff like I'm saying here tonight because, boy, it rouses people up. People that are depressed, they'll listen to this and they'll either say, you know, that's right. Or they'll say, you need to shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know how I feel. And you ain't helping me. You're making it worse. Well, sometimes that's what's necessary. Sometimes somebody just needs to stand nose to nose with you and say, stop it! You're not going to get any better this way.
Right.
Blaming me. Blaming everybody else. Refusing to listen to anything but some ungodly doctor that wants to drug you.
Right.
Or some shrink that wants you to play pretend with him. You need God, and you need Him in reality.
Yes, sir.
To be delivered from depression, you must find a church where people are not, where they're real, and where they live holy lives, and they serve because they serve a holy God. And as long as you run from holiness, you'll remain in your depression. I can promise you that. If holiness offends you, if righteousness offends you, and if you're ashamed to be associated with righteous, holy living people, you're going to stay depressed. I've made up my mind. I know what I identify as. And I don't care what the world thinks. And it doesn't make me depressed if they say all kinds of bad things about us. Me. I don't get all down in the dumps. It just runs off of me like water off a duck's back. Really? I do not care. They don't know what they're talking about. I know that. They're blind. And that's the way it is. I wasn't always that way. Boy, it used to really hurt. But I got over that. Much better way to live.
Yes, sir.
I feel sorry for them. Jesus, about the people who drove the nails in His hands and feet. He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. You grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord, and you'll get that same kind of attitude. Eventually, you'll start to develop that attitude about people. You listen. This world's going to hell. They're lost without God. They don't know anything about anything. They're in darkness. And you'll feel bad for them. So, deny it if you know. I know a lot of people who are depressed and turning from holiness is what put them on the road to depression in the first place. I've known a lot of people that used to come to church and they used to be a part of everything and they used to dress like everybody else did, and then they throw all that to the wind. They go to their rock and roll music and their ungodly dress. You see them out in their, what is it? The leggings. Now summers are coming and they'll just be plumb naked. And they're depressed. They're not happy. You look at all them pictures today. I seen a lot of smiling faces, but that was 30-some years ago, and I know what's happened to a lot of those people. And they're not happy now. And their children are not happy now. And I know why they're not happy. It wasn't just bad luck. It wasn't just what everybody else did to them. I watched them through the years walk away from what was right. And now they. Deny it if you want. Call me names and curse me and say. But this is the last stop for those who are depressed. This is the answer. And it is the only answer. There is no other answer. You can go to some other false religion and they're not going to give you an answer. You can meditate and you can do your yoga and you can do all that stupid stuff. And it's just going to make it worse and worse and worse. Because the devil is behind all that. And he's the one that's trying to drag you down into the darkness. What are we supposed to do? Walk in the light as he is in the light. We'll have fellowship one with another.
Yes, amen.
And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. Walk in the light, not in the darkness. Avail yourself of it or reject it now. But I've told you the truth in love to try to help you out of your misery. Whoever might listen to this, that's really what I'm trying to do here. I don't know anybody here. I don't know all of your hearts that well to say whether you are suffering from this or not. But I know it's a thing that affects about everybody nowadays. A lot of junk. A lot of disappointment in other people. A lot of trouble from other people to deal with. And I'm just telling you. I'm giving you the answer here tonight. I'm going to read three scriptures and then I'm going to quit. Psalm 31 verse 24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord. Well now, if you're hopeless, there's your answer. The Bible is the truth. Romans chapter 15 verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope.
Yes, amen.
A recipe to cure depression. Right there. The Bible's so full of it, there ain't no way. We can stay here till the sun comes up in the morning and I could read one scripture after another, after another, after another. You can pop your Bible open any page you want to pop it open to and you'll find the same message. There's hope in God. Hope in God. Look this way. If you trust in me, if you'll believe me, if you'll wait on me, you'll be delivered. You ain't going down the hole. I'll not leave you comfortless. I'll come to you. I'll not forsake you. I'll never leave you. I'm with you always. Romans 15, 13. Now the God of hope, the God of hope.
Amen.
That ain't the devil, let me tell you.
Yep.
The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. There it is. Ain't no doubt about it. I know this is right. I know it's right. And I know that the world, most people in the world, most people that sit in pews will reject it. They'll say, you're just an ignoramus. You're just a nobody that don't understand anything. You got no education and you don't know anything. And things are more complicated than what you're saying. No, they're not. They're not. I've learned a few things in my life this far. And I've learned that God's the way up. You want to go down? Just keep trotting with the world. Just keep listening to them. Keep watching their movies and listening to their philosophies and letting them tell you what's pretty and what's ugly and what's attractive and what's not. Let them tell you what's right and wrong. And you're just going to be you're going to be in the dumps.
That's right.
And you're going to spread it to everybody around you. Amen. Well, it's just something been on my mind for a long time. And I know. But I just believe it's very helpful. I have compassion on people who have lost hope.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it breaks my heart. And I desire to help them and to encourage them. But you don't encourage somebody, really. You're doing the same thing as the doctors are doing with their medicine. If you just try to encourage them by saying, cheer up, and, you know, yeah, and giving them things. A lot of people want to buy happiness in somebody else by giving them something, doing something for them. I mean, there ain't no other way. You got to look to God. If you want to help somebody get out of this depression, point them to God. Tell them, there ain't no other way. That's the only way. Go to God, for real. Give up on yourself. Give yourself to God for real.
Yes, amen.
And then start living for Him. Start studying His Word. And man, you'll find yourself coming up out of a horrible pit.
Yes.
And you'll find yourself standing on a rock with a song in your mouth.
Amen.
Instead of being in the bottom of a horrible pit.
Yes, amen.
Bible's so full of it. I mean, it is just full of it. Because it's a major problem that people always have. Because there's a devil. And he's out to destroy you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he can do it. I mean, if he can't kill you physically, he can make your life so miserable you wish you was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people just go on and do it anyway because that takes away your hope.
Yeah.
Our memory verses this year are all about hope.
Yeah.
That was one of them I read during Psalm.
Mm-hmm.
Hope in the Lord. That's the only hope you got. Look at around us at all this junk going on. This coronavirus now. It's going to kill us all. See how the world is? They're scared to death.
Yes.
They have no hope. They're full of fear that they're going to die. And I got news for them. They're all going to die.
Yeah, boy.
And they don't know what to do about it. And they just want to live as long as they can. Well, I guess I want to live as long as I can. But if I die, I know I have hope.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not in despair and hopeless. For me to die is gain. Yeah. To depart and be with Christ. That's what I'd like to do. It's far better. Far better, he said. But it's more needful for me to be with you, Paul said to them.
Yeah.
So I'll stay on. But really, I'd rather just go on. Better things awaiting. You can live like that and not get down in the dumps.
Yeah, that's right.
It's hope.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Yes, sir. Amen. All right. Well, bow with me. Father, thank you for the Word of God. And we just barely scraped it this evening here, but it's so full of this. And Lord, I pray you'd speak to hearts and help us not to live like this. I know the devil works on all of us to discourage us. And the less experience we have in life, the easier it is for him to do it to us. And the more we listen to the world and the more worldly associations we have, the easier it is for him to do this to us. And I pray that would be clear to everybody tonight. And I pray that somebody would be helped from this. Pray somebody would realize that they need to stop this self-pity and looking at their problems as if they're bigger than they really are. And realize that all of the things that they're so down about really not going to matter too much in eternity. Just trust in Thee and look to You for the comfort and strength and courage we need to just keep going. Bless it to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, let's sing something. Sing a chorus. Anybody think of something real quick? We got something right quick.
If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into
somebody else believed that too.
Yep.
All right. Dismissed.